Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, set, cocked, lock, here we go. You're down, set correctly to USA Prepares. Internet's down here at the farm again, and so I am absolutely positively convinced that we have the worst internet and telephone provider in the galaxy, and that is CenturyLink. So, you know, I have to keep resetting the router, and when I do, sometimes it clears up some of the problems. This time, this morning, I reset the router, and the internet went away. It didn't come back. So that's only been like half hour or so. So maybe sometime by, you know, August, it'll come back. So it's another call to CenturyLink, and it's really frustrating. Really frustrating. And I give you the number, but if I do, I won't be able to call them because the last time I've done it and the time before that, so many of you called the secret number that I couldn't get in. So after I get in today and get this fixed, I'll give you the number again. And that's the secret number to CenturyLink's loyalty department, the number they don't want you to know. That's the number that bypasses all of those prompts, like please enter your last four digits, what are you calling about, and you press 1, press 2, press 3, keep pressing, and about 45 minutes later, you actually get to the person you want to talk to, maybe. So I'll probably give that out, you know, sometime this week. Jason, thank you for engineering, and Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. How are you, Gwyneth?
I'm good, thanks, but I don't know how clear this call is.
Oh, I think it's great. It's pretty good.
You might have the second worst telecommunications company.
Yeah.
Because Telstra's got a monopoly. That's, you know, the government-owned telephone company here in Australia has the monopoly on rural cell phone coverage and also rural landlines, and they really don't care, basically. So you're coming across as a little bit garbled.
Yeah.
I could understand what you were saying, but it was like it had what I call the turkey gobble effect. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But that's because both of us are speaking on telephone lines. I'm on a landline, and it's probably okay from us to GCN, and it's okay from you to GCN. So I'm sure the signal's going out okay. I just can't look at the signal because the internet's down, and I can't see, you know, the traffic, as it were, the bit rate and the frame loss, et cetera. But, and I can't take calls either, class, because the call screen is down because the internet's down. Okay, so Gwyneth, you had a lot of things that you wanted to share today, and some of it is avant-garde. So
it's probably fairly interesting and controversial.
Yeah.
Here in Australia, we have got a bunch of psychopaths. But, I mean, it's the same in America. It's the same everywhere. But I don't know what it is here in Australia. When they go psychopath, they seem to really do a good job of it. And so they've basically, especially in about Sydney, which is not in our state, they've decided to go full lockdown again. That happened to us in Victoria last year, and it wasn't pleasant, and I think I know the reason why they chose to do Victoria first. But as they were doing us over, I looked at Sydney and all the people enjoying the, you know, the beach and all that, which apparently they still are, and I said, I think at the time I said, you're next, you know, or words to that effect. And sure enough, there we go. This is a playbook. These people are really evil. They're psychopaths of the level of North Korea or Mao Zedong or Adolf Hitler or Stalin. That is the level of the mentality of the people in political power here in Australia. In America, you're probably a bit luckier than we are because you've just got incompetent idiots in charge. Here in Australia, we actually have Mao-level psychopaths. So, lucky us, huh? That means that they're going to send our country down the tubes. And I think that within quite a short time that it's going to go Mad Max. And a cross between Mad Max and North Korea. So if that makes any sense at all, I think in the urban areas it's going to be more towards the end of North Korea. But in the rural areas, I think that it's going to be more like Mad Max because of reasons I will describe shortly. It's... I went into town today to get a few grocery type items and supplies that I needed, and it's absolutely crazy. They want people to sign in to absolutely every shop that they go to, and you know, I'm taking the U.S. military's position on this. The U.S. military during the 1980s had a policy, probably before, probably afterwards, that they would neither confirm nor deny if they were having nuclear weapons or nuclear power on their ships. So I'm neither confirming nor denying whether I abided by any of their stupid rules. So, but, I mean, take that whatever way you want. It's really, really ridiculous that, you know, that this is contact tracing on steroids and it has nothing to do whatsoever with controlling a disease. The actual coronavirus itself has a mortality rate that's lower than the common cold. And the deaths that you're seeing, the vast majority of them, are from people who have taken their stupid vaccination that is really a gene editing technology that's really not a vaccination at all against anything, that is one of the most dangerous little pieces of biotechnology that's ever been released on the earth. And if anyone wants to know the story of what's going on, there's a little documentary in manga anime form that was put together a few years ago. I think I mentioned it last week, and it was called Vexia, V-E-E-X-I-A. It basically, around about halfway through the film, it describes the complete playbook of exactly what they're doing. And they have to tell... they being the people who think they run the show, have to tell everybody what they're doing before they do it. And here's the kicker. We all have to agree to it. So if you don't agree to it and you don't abide by their stupid rules and you basically say, well, I'm going to live my life, you're a psychopath who wants to inject me with a deadly untested gene therapy that is killing people left, right, and centre, and I'm not doing this, they can't if enough people, they certainly can't do that against you, except maybe by extreme force, but then that leaves them liable karmically if they do that. You know, that if enough of us just say, no, you're not doing that, then they can't do it. They can only do it if we all agree to it. So what they're wanting is they're wanting for all of this contact tracing and carrying your phone around everywhere with you. That seems to be a big thing they're pushing here in Australia, by the way. Contact tracing, carrying your cell phone around with you, and it's going to end up with vaccine passports. I'm not sure if they've been rolled out here in Australia or not. They probably have, but I don't care about them. So, you know, that's one thing I am absolutely refusing. I'm refusing everything that they're doing because it's all bad. It's all psychopathic. It's all meant to send our whole country to North Korea. Levels of, let's just say, technology, and I'm not doing it. And if enough people have my attitude of mind, they won't succeed. Now, the hopeful thing is, if you go to any news broadcast dealing with these problems in Australia, you will get, and if they turn the comment section on, which probably about half the time they don't, except on Sky News Australia on their YouTube channel. They usually have the comment section on. 99.9% of the comment are vehemently opposed to this. Absolutely hate it. You know, any time anything like that. And the number of downvotes is very, very telling to any of this sort of carry on here. So I believe that a lot of people don't like it, but in real life, they're still going along with it, and that is not good enough. So what it about the only thing I think that is going to really stop it is if enough people don't care anymore if they're labelled outlaws or not, because what they're relying on is most people are actually good people. Most people do not want to be thought of as being a bad person. And that's what their social credit score system works on. But with Australians, they're a bit of a funny breed, because there are a lot of people in Australia who care very much, who want to be thought of as being a good person. But there's a lot of people in Australia who really don't care, because Australia was set up as a prison colony and never really got over that. And I think that if enough people decide that they don't really care what a bunch of satanic psychopaths think about them, if these satanic psychopaths think that they're a good person or not, then this whole thing is going to fail, and it's going to fail miserably, and it's actually going to blow up in their face. And I'd like to talk about that some more when we get back from the break, Vincent.
Yeah, sounds good. It sounds good. The internet's back here, and we're ready to go. Jason, I'm going to be disconnected.
Well, you're sounding a lot.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, now I have some controls. The internet's back. it's really nice to be able to see what's going on when you're broadcasting. So I just wanted to make a couple quick comments. So Adobe, the tech powerhouse, the tech giant, created a product around 20 years ago, maybe even a little more, called Flash, F-L-A-S-H. And a lot of developers adopted the use of Flash. It made video a little bit better. Well, one of the pieces of gear that I use is manufactured by a company called Comrex, C-O-M-R-E-X. They're a world-class company in broadcasting. They make a lot of equipment. They make the phone system that GCN uses. And they make some of the link equipment that links the broadcasters from their studios back to GCN. And GCN has a rack of Comrex equipment as well. And it's fabulous. It really is. Well, my equipment was about 8 or 9 years old, and I had not updated the firmware because it worked fine, and I liked it. Well, when toward the end of last year, Adobe started sending out notices when you use their Flash that, you know, important update. Adobe will no longer be supported. Important update. And every time you went in to use Adobe, and that was every time I would connect in the morning to the GCN network. Well, I thought naively that update meant that they had a newer version. I also thought that no longer supported meant that they're just going to leave it alone. What they did not say was they were going to root around and dig into your computer and eviscerate Flash's ability to do anything. And that's what they did. And so a couple days ago when I connected, Flash blew up because they found the last copy of Flash that I had on the network. And so I couldn't connect because they blew up Flash. Now, it's one thing to make a product and make it available. It's another thing to pull it off the shelf and blow it up. And that's what Adobe did. I have no respect for Adobe. None. And if I can avoid using Adobe products, I will. Now, remember, they're the company that came up with Photoshop. Photoshop is that software that you can edit pictures. You can you can take Kim Kardashian's rear end and make it normal size with Photoshop. You can slim down Hillary's tree trunk legs to normal size. You could actually gouge out those wrinkles in Hillary's face and make her look, pleasant. Remove some of the the male look of Michael Obama. You could make him look a little bit more female with Photoshop. So that's what I'm talking about. So these guys are in the business of deception. I mean, isn't that what Photoshop is? Or is it just, let's make prettier pictures? I have a feeling it's, a tool used by, nefarious agencies to trick us. And maybe they said, well, why don't we make a light version? I'm hypothesizing. And we'll sell it to the generally dumb public. Well, anyway, so Flash is pulled, and it was a real problem, and I talked to Gwyneth about it, and I was on the hot pursuit of a Flash emulator. And then I called, I decided to call Comrex, because I knew they had to have a solution. So I called Comrex, and I talked to a guy named Eric. I got to tell you, Comrex, their tech support is as impressive as their equipment. They want it to be right. And so Eric stayed on the phone with me a couple times, and he suggested I download the update to the firmware. Now, when Comrex talks about an update, they don't talk about a new message. Like, update, here is the latest message, like Adobe does. Adobe, when they say update, they mean, you click on this, we're going to blow up your software. And we're going to give you a message that's the update. And the message is, your software no longer works and we don't support it and you're out of luck. Well, that's not what Comrex does. Comrex guided me through the series of updates to firmware, and now I don't need Adobe Flash and it works great. Now all we have to do is fix CenturyLink's internet and we'll be in good shape. So I just wanted to share with you what happened. Oh, by the way, I'll give you that number to CenturyTel right now, 866-270-7490.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Demonstrators expressing solidarity with Cubans who waged a rare weekend of protests around their island nation shut down Miami's Palmetto Expressway Tuesday by mobbing onto the highway. An Iranian intelligence officer and three alleged members of an Iranian intelligence network have been charged in Manhattan with plotting to kidnap journalist Masih Alanjan, a human rights activist from New York, to Iran. The FBI says the plot was part of a wider plan to lure three individuals in Canada and a fifth person in the United Kingdom to Iran. All targeted victims had been critical of Iran. The COVID-19 curve in the United States is rising again after months of decline, with the number of new cases per day doubling over the past 3 weeks. It's being driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There were strong words from Governor Ron DeSantis on Tuesday at a roundtable discussion at the American Museum of the Cuban Diaspora.
They are revolting against a corrupt communist dictatorship that has ruled that island with an iron fist for over 60 years, that is responsible for death and destruction.
Former Miami-Dade mayor and Cuban-born Carlos Jimenez.
It is not about vaccines. It is not about food. It is about liberty. The Cuban people are fed up. We need to help the dissidents inside the island by giving them financial support.
DeSantis called on the Biden administration to take a strong stance against the oppressive communist regime that has been using violence against its own people to crush dissent for more than six decades. Tuesday's inflation indicator, the Consumer Price Index, shows Americans are now paying well over 5% more for everyday items than we did 1 year ago. Economist Steve Forbes is sounding the alarm.
Inflation's here for a while. We're getting the whirlwind of what was done last year and the year before. Even before COVID, the Fed was printing too much money. They went on a binge last year, perhaps for understandable reasons, but they overdid it. And then I think everyone's underestimated the huge disruptions, supply chain disruption, when you shut down the global economy. It's not like a light switch. The Fed, I think, is realizing bad things are coming and they're trying to find desperate ways to stem the leaks in the dam. But with all those spending bills coming through, what they go through, watch out. The dam will break.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay. I just got off the phone with CenturyLink. They're processing my third $50 credit because the internet keeps breaking, and you can do the same thing. If you have a bona fide reason to call this secret number, I'll give it to you right now because I just got through. 866-270-7498. 866-270-7498. That is the secret number to CenturyLink's loyalty department. So if you have a, and don't abuse it. If I hear that it's abused, I'll never give it out again. So it's only if you have a bona fide reason to ask for credit. I ask for $50 every time the internet breaks and they give it to me. Every single time. And I don't know if it's because they know I'm going to talk about it and they don't want me to give out the number anymore, or I don't know what it is. But the last time I mentioned to the lady that was helping me that the reason I call is not because I like calling. It's because I figure that if I keep calling and they keep sending me $50 every time they don't deliver what they promised to deliver, meaning the internet, that somebody in management will say $50, $50, $50, $50. What's going on? And if they do that, then maybe they'll fix it. And I mentioned that to the lady I was talking to yesterday, and she said, yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. So that was my plan. And the last time I gave out the number, well, not in the last few days, but months ago, I called them and I asked them if the call volume is up. They said, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's way up. What do you think that means? I think that's because I gave out their number. Okay, class. So back to Gwyneth. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, I think that people ought to, I think that we need to stop thinking that these people are good people. Whether they are CenturyLink, CenturyTel, the local municipality, the Department of Motor Vehicles, your state legislature, your federal legislature, the court, the whole lot of it. We need to stop thinking that they're good people because they're not, okay? And we need to recognize that at the office level, they're a bunch of weak-minded yes-men. That's the lady who stands behind the counter, the fellow who answers the phone. He's a weak-minded yes-man, and the only reason he has a job is because he's a weak-minded yes-man. And a yes-man, in case the class doesn't know what a yes-man is somebody who, when the guy above them says, do you agree with what I'm doing, whether they agree or not, they say yes. That's what a yes-man is. Now, That's at the boots on the ground level. That's what they are. The levels above that, they are, to one degree or another, satanic psychopaths. Okay, this is how it is, and it goes on like that up the pyramid. Now we need to stop being order followers. We need to stop respecting these people. And we need to stop doing what we're told. Okay? That means, if they force you to sign their stupid little book in the store to say who you are, you need to give your name as Mickey Mouse and your telephone number is 0400-777-777 or something. That's what you need to do. And what are they going to do? They're going to say your name is not Mickey Mouse. Your name's not Donald Duck. My husband actually knew somebody once, and his name really, really, truly was Donald Duck, because his mother's name was Mrs. Duck, and she had a son, and she, the son got called Donald because he was from Scotland, and there's a lot of people in Scotland with the name of Donald, and his surname happened to be Duck, so he got called Donald Duck, and that was his name. That was the name on his birth certificate. So here's the thing, that, when they ask for your contact tracing details, that you write your name down, Daisy Duck. Who's to say that you're not Daisy Duck? That's what they force you to. If they don't force you to, you should not comply. And you need to stop thinking that you're a bad person if you don't comply with them, because they're a bunch of Satanists. At the top and every level below the top, they're, to one degree or another, Satanists and yes-men. This is it. Oh, my gosh. Every shop that I went into, we've got a thunderstorm here, by the way. So, but I'm not on a landline, so I'm all right. Every shop I went into yesterday was, you know, it had the little form there where you, you know, the little book, the little QR code thing for contact tracing. If you're stupid enough to put your actual contact details, if you're stupid enough to even pick up that pen, you know, you run the risk of having a bunch of Stasi goons show up on your doorstep and drag you off to a camp. That is how serious this is, because that now that I believe they're just acclimatizing people to it now. But down the track, they're certainly going to do that. They're going to go through and they're going to check. And if they see your name, and if your name is someone that they're looking for, you know, or it might just be that, you know, that they're on contact trace psychomania, then they're going to come to your gate fully armed to the teeth, and there's going to be a bunch of them, and they're going to drag you off to a concentration camp. And you may never get out of that concentration camp. You may die in that concentration camp. They're going to force things into your body that you do not want in your body. And if they ever came to the gate around here, you know, I would rather die fighting them. These are not just brave words. I've really, really thought about this. I've contemplated being Alexander Solzhenitsyn, and I've contemplated fighting them and thinking what would I prefer in my life and in my future. Would I prefer being in a concentration camp for 10 years, or would I prefer to die fighting them? And I would rather die fighting them. If they ever came to my gate, I've got no intention of going out and doing anything, or, you know, hurting anyone, or, you know, going and doing any sort of political activities, you know, of the kinetic variety. I've got no intention. I want to grow carrots and vegetables, and I want to, you know, be at home with my horses and my dogs and my chickens and my rabbits and my guinea pigs and all the rest of it. I don't want it. But if they bring it to my gate, then I'm not going to allow myself to be dragged off to a camp. They'd better remember to bring their body bags with them, because they're going to need their body bags either for me or for them. And I do not say that lightly. I don't want to think like that. But this is where it's headed. And I've studied history. I've studied a certain degree of psychology. I've studied how they think. And my ancestors were British bankers. I know what they do. And I understand it. And I get it. And in my past life, I was a pirate, a reasonably famous Caribbean pirate, and I was a highwayman in another past life, in a separate past life. I was a notorious highwayman. I was Lady Catherine Ferrers in one past life, and I'm as sure of that as anything. And, you know, oh my gosh, you're not going to drag Lady Catherine Ferrers up to a concentration camp and expect that everything is going to be okay. Because Lady Catherine Ferrers wouldn't allow that to happen. And I'm not going to allow that to happen, because I haven't changed. In 400 years, I have not changed in my inner personality. I've spent a lot of time thinking. I've spent a lot of time doing what they call self-work, okay? And that is contemplating who you are and who you want to be understanding your own nature. So I studied astrology. I studied tarot. I prayed. I prayed in the Holy Spirit. I'm a Christian. I'm a Pentecostal Christian. I prayed in the Holy Spirit. I asked God to help me just to see who I was and who I am, you know. And I, you know, I did all, and I did past life regression. I still do past life regression. I've been doing past life regression for, you know, since I was 23 years old. And now I'm 46. So, you know, that's a lot of years. That's 23 years that I've been doing past life regression work on and off, not constantly, but on and off. And, you know, to see who you are and to know who you are and to know who you're capable of and to be a good person, not because you think you're a good person, but because you decide to be a good person. And when you do that, your view of what a good person is changes radically. I'm not a good person because other people think I'm a good person. That's just rubbish. That's just absolute rubbish. You're not a good person because other people think you're a good person, okay? You're a good person because the people that I know that are truly, truly, truly good people are actually really, really deadly people. But they choose for the majority of their lives not to act out on the wicked part of them because they know that it's not going to be good for the people around them if they do that. So I'm talking about, I would class people like Mike Ma. I would say that he was a truly good person. I would say that you are a truly good person, Vincent, because I believe that you would be capable of doing absolutely dreadful things, but most of the time you choose not to. I can hear music again. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I've got some comments about what you said when we come back. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why are you
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, I have a whole bunch of comments about some of the things that you said. So the lady behind the counter, you know, we could talk about the lady behind the counter at the courthouse, you know, where they make you pay. They tell you how much you're going to pay, and you have to pay it. Otherwise, they'll put a lien on your house. They'll tell you how much you have to pay to keep your car from being impounded by the police, those kinds of things. Well, I used to have a different feeling about the lady behind the counter. I used to think, and Mrs. Finella used to think, that that's their job. Well, yeah, it's their job, but they are part of the machine that is stealing from us. Okay, so I don't look at them as the nice lady behind the counter. I look at them as the nice face behind the machine that wants to reach into my pocket and steal my money. Okay, now, in terms of paying taxes, I think it's okay to pay a fair amount of taxes, but the tax rate keeps going up, the fees keep increasing, the number of fees, the amount of the fees, this keeps going up and up and up. So, you know, the nice lady behind the counter, the tax assessor, she called our house this morning. She called the farmhouse because I challenged our property taxes. I said that what you've assessed us, I don't agree with. And here's my position, and I sent her some pictures as to why I felt the way I did. And I let her know that when she is done with her re-evaluation, we should talk about it. Which really means, just because she says, here's the new number, doesn't mean I'm going to agree to it. Okay? Now, I think our taxes are out of control. So the nice lady behind that counter, in my opinion, is part of the machine that is telling us what to do. And frankly, you all know that I don't take direction too well. Neither does any other instructor at USA Prepares. None of us takes direction very well. And I believe that's the same case with most, if not all, of our students. So that doesn't mean you beat the lady up that's behind the counter. That means you go armed, not with weapons, armed with the information to make your case and win your case with logic and using their rules, until the rules become so oppressive that no one abides by the rules anymore. Okay, that's the lady behind the counter. Next thing, when people ask me for my phone number, I will say something like this. Now, our area code here in this part of Missouri is area code 417. So they say, and what's your phone number? 417 423 122100. 417, and they'll write it down. 417 423 122100. That's too many numbers. So my response to that is, oh. That's it. That's my response. So how many numbers, how many digits is that too many? Two. Two digits in excess of what the North American Dialing Plan is. And I just leave it at that. And when they ask me on the phone, what's your phone number? 417-423-122100. It sounds okay. Until you write it down and you realize it doesn't work. Next thing. Email. What email do I use? Well, I'm not going to suggest you do this, but I'll tell you what some people have done. They have found the email of their favorite politician. And whenever they fill out an email, you know, to do whatever they're doing, they use the email address of their favorite politician. Not the one that says info or support or staff at. They use their favorite politician's email address. Now, I'm not suggesting you do that. Why would I suggest you do something like that? In terms of how do you fight back, I'll talk a little bit more about this particular issue tomorrow with Kathy. But I bought an item on eBay, and it's something that is pretty useful here at the farm. It's actually almost a necessity, almost. It's between really a pain in the neck not to have one and a necessity. So I bought this thing, and it was about $70, 70, shipped. And it came in, and I went to mount it, as you would mount this thing, on a trailer. And it's bent. It's bent so I couldn't use it. So I sent an email to the seller, and I said, thank you so much. I just want to let you know that this product is defective in manufacturing, and the tolerances are so far off that I cannot use it. The backing plate is bent. And I said, well, he responded, is it cosmetic or is it functional? I said, it's a functional defect. And they said, you can send it back. And I sent them another email, and I said, it'll cost $18 to have a machine shop straighten it out. And they said, we're giving you the $18 credit right now. That's how you fight back. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs, and just a rhetorical question. You know, we're talking about people thinking they're good people. Do you think Bill Gates thinks he's a good person? How about Elon Musk? How about Jeff Bezos? How about Mark Zuckerberg? Do you think those people think they're good people? I'll bet.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.